Merlin blinked. He'd never thought to check Sean Way's notes on the original placement of colonists against the official record, never suspected there might be discrepancies between them. Now, however, he wondered why the possibility hadn't occurred to him. "Because the Commodore didn't say anything about it to you in his downloads, that's why," he thought. "Are there additional data anomalies between the two rosters?" he asked Owl. "Additional cases in which colonists appear assigned to more than one enclave?"
"Unknown, Lieutenant Commander," Owl said calmly, with the total lack of curiosity Merlin found maddening.
"Well," he said, with what a human being would have recognized as dangerous patience, "find out if any such additional anomalies exist. Now, Owl."
"Yes, Lieutenant Commander."
The AI's tone was completely devoid of any suggestion that it had recognized Merlin's impatience, which, of course, only made it even more maddening, Merlin reflected. But whatever his shortcomings in terms of personality might be, Owl was a very fast worker. His analysis of the two rosters took less than 2 minutes, despite the millions of names in each of them.
"There are additional anomalies, Lieutenant Commander," he informed Merlin.
"Well," Merlin said 20 seconds later, "what sort of additional anomalies did you discover, and how many of them are there?"
"All of the anomalies discovered fall into the same category as those already known, Lieutenant Commander. They consist of colonists who appear to have been assigned to multiple enclaves. In all cases, the enclave listed in Dr. Pei's roster is Alexandria. In Administrator Langhorne's roster, they are assigned to several different enclaves. I have detected a total of 212 such anomalies."
"I see," Merlin said slowly, his frustration with the AI's lack of spontaneity and initiative fading as he contemplated the numbers. "I know what she was up to," he thought, and his mental tone was almost awed. "My God, she was creating a second string for her bow, and she didn't even tell the Commodore. That's the only possible reason he wouldn't have told me about it in his message." He frowned. Was this something she'd intended to do all along, or did it only occur to her after they'd officially separated because of their supposed disagreement? And how did she manage to doctor the records without Langhorne and Bedard realizing what she'd done? There was no way for anyone to know the answers to any of those questions at this distant remove, but if Merlin didn't know how Pei Shan Wei had done it, he did know what she'd attempted. He flipped ahead through the recorded pages of Jeremiah Knoll's journal to the passage he wanted. "No more idea of the truth, then, than any of our fellow Adams and Eves. None of us were aware of the mental programming Bedard had carried out at Langhorne's orders. But when Dr. Pei realized what Langhorne had done, she took measures of her own. There was no way for her or any member of her staff in the Alexandria Enclave to restore the memories of our past lives which had been taken from us. But, unknown to Langhorne and Bedard, she had secretly retained 3 Neets. With them, she was able to re-educate a handful of the original colonists. We were among them." Merlin nodded to himself. Of course that was what she'd done. It had been risky just to retain the neural education and training machines, no doubt, given Langhorne's plans and willingness to crush any opposition. And actually using them on the colonists would have been even more dangerous. But it couldn't have been any riskier than her open refusal to destroy the records of the truth stored in Alexandria. Unfortunately, neither had been enough. "I can't believe this has all been just sitting here for over 700 local years," he thought. "I wonder if any of her other sleepers survived Alexandria's destruction. And if they did they leave a record like St. Gernot's? Or did they simply dive as deep into their cover identities as they could? And how in hell did this journal of his manage to survive when the Brethren finally found it? He had no idea how to answer any of those questions either. But he rather suspected that he knew someone who did.